from the, on House Bill 1039, certain subjects certain health insurers to risk-based capital requirements. Is, who's here for that? Is that yours, Darrell? Okay. Who's, is that yours? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Darla Lyon, Division of Insurance. Senate or House Bill 1039 is an act to subject certain health insurers to risk-based capital requirements. Currently under current law, we have for most kinds of insurers, those that are not currently subjected to risk-based capital requirements. We have just a level amount for, or a fixed amount for capital and surplus. So if you sell this kind of insurance, you have to have this kind of capital, and it sets the dollar amount like $200,000 to $400,000 to start up, and you have to maintain that capital and surplus. And so it's a very fixed amount. With risk-based capital, it allows fluctuation based on the amount of your risk, which makes more sense to us. Depending on the amount of the risk that the insurer is taking, they should have certain levels depending upon a technical formula that they maintain, so that they can pay future claims of the actual risk that they have taken on. There are some kinds of insurance companies that are not currently subjected to risk-based capital, and this bill is trying to bring those kinds of companies into that type of formula for their capital and surplus requirements. They are, if you look at the bill, it says those insurers subject to, and it lists certain sections of the insurance code. The first section, 5837A, is fraternal insurance companies. The next section, 5838, is Blues, the Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's one of the Blues plans. I don't know if it's a hospital or, but 38 and 39 are both Blues plans. 40's nonprofit dental would be Delta Dental, and 5841 is HMOs. Currently, the way that we subject the other insurers to risk-based capital is through a requirement that they have to account in accordance with the NAIC examiner's handbook. And so what we would do in these instances, these companies are also required to account in accordance with the NAIC examiner's handbook. However, until recently, most of these types of insurers in that handbook have not been subjected to risk-based capital. They still had the flat. They are starting to change those handbooks to require risk-based capital in the other areas. Right now, the only handbook that has been changed among the ones that I just listed off to you would be the HMOs. And so this bill basically is only going to affect right now HMOs, and it will subject them to risk-based capital because of the handbook and the reference and code to requirements that they follow the examiner's handbook. And I hope that explains the bill. If not, I'd be happy to answer questions.
Thank you, Darla. Are there questions?
Chairman, Darla, self-insured ERISA, are they part of this?
No.
Thank you.
Further questions of Darla? Senator Dugard?
Wouldn't fraternals be encompassed by any life and health and property and casualty insured? That isn't that pretty all-encompassing?
It is, except in the fraternal chapter, in their own chapter, it says something like they're subjected to only the sections that specifically references them, and so we have to specifically reference their chapter.
Oh, I see. Okay. And if this requires, they shall maintain minimum levels of risk-based capital, how is it that this does not apply to them right now except for the HMOs?
Because minimum levels of risk-based capital, but the levels of risk-based capital are dictated in the handbook. And so there is no dictate in their handbook right now. I mean, they're working on all of the handbooks and the various kinds of insurers, so eventually there will be some dictate in there, but right now there is not.
Mr. Chair, may I?
Go ahead, sir.
So right now your rules that you promulgated establish that the handbook is the reference to which one looks to identify the amount of capital.
That's right.
I see. Thank you.
Further questions? If not, thank you very much.
Thank
further
you.
Proponents of House Bill 1039, further proponents? Are there opponents of 1039? If not, we'll close it to committee discussion, committee action, House Bill 1039. Senate.
Move due pass.
Move due pass. Is there a second? Second by Senator McCracken. Further comments on that motion? There being none. All in favor of House Bill 1039 going to the floor, due pass, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Oh.
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Molesky? Whiting?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Munson.
Aye. 6-0. House Bill 1039 will go to the floor. Are there passing any other motions on that one? Consent by Senator Bogue, seconded by Senator Whiting. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. 1039 on consent.
Mr.